Hi, everybody, and welcome back to another little bite-sized political podcast here on the David Vance podcast channel. Thank you so much for tuning in, for downloading this one. And as always, my thanks to quantumhypno.co.uk for supporting me by the sponsorship of my platform. Okay, folks, I'm going to jump down a rabbit hole here, and you're going to have to hold on to your hat as we descend one, because this is to do with Princess Catherine and Rosemary's Baby. Rosemary's Baby. Well, those of you who are film buffs may remember a scene in the, I can't remember what year it came out, Rosemary's Baby. It was in the 70s. It was a horror film. And anyway, here's the point. On April the 23rd, 2018, Kate Middleton, Princess Catherine, the current Princess of Wales, wore a dress identical to the one in the film Rosemary's Baby to present the birth of her second son to the world. What's so weird about that, David, you say? Well, in the film, Rosemary is impregnated by a satanic cult leader and she gives birth to the Antichrist. What? Are you suggesting for one second that that's what's happening with the royal family? I'm not suggesting anything. I'm just saying, I'm looking at a picture. It's a pity you can't see these things. But what I'm saying is pretty much the case. The dress that was worn in that movie is the exact same dress that Kate Middleton wore. And, you know, is it a complete coincidence? Well, yeah, probably, but you gotta admit, it's a bit spooky. It's a bit spooky. Does she know things? I mean, this is the thing about the royal family. You see, once you're in it, you don't leave it. There's no way out, I don't think, as Princess Diana found. If even when you do leave it, you don't. And so I would think it's fascinating to try and figure, once you marry into it, then what are the things that you become aware of? What are the things that, you know, you see? What are the things that are explained to you? I don't know, obviously, what those things are. Is it just another family? No, it's not. It's absolutely not. You know, there's a lot of thinking that says that the monarchy, the Saxe Coburgs, aka Windsor, they are part of the dark nobility, they are very much not on our side, even though sometimes they seem to be. And I know saying this on St. George's Day might annoy people, but I do wonder about the state of the British monarchy. On the one hand, on the other hand, this is where I contradict myself now. I do believe that globalists despise the idea of monarchies, because monarchies are more problematical for them than governments. Government, aka democracy, is so easily manipulated. Money certainly sorts it all out. Money and control sorts out any so-called democracy. So that's why I think globalism likes to remove monarchies. And I mean, that's one of the things that happened during World War One. Don't forget, there were a huge number of monarchies fell and other systems which were to the advantage of the One World Order. And therefore, you might say that was the purpose of World War One. It certainly wasn't what we are told it is, for sure. But Princess Catherine, she's inside the firm. And so she sees what happens in the firm. Now, is she part of it? Well, she might be. Why would she not be? She's given no indication of being unhappy, unlike Diana, who did give very clear indications early on that this wasn't working out the way she thought. So Diana went inside, found it out to be not what she wanted, got out of it. But, you know, there was what happened in Paris. And Catherine, well, she's got this strange cancer at the moment that we don't know about, but which appears to be a problem, which is why we can't see her. So I don't know. I think, you know, I think it's amazing how sharp-eyed some people are. I mean, I got to say, I don't look at pictures of royals and think, now, where did I see that dress before, you know? But yeah, Rosemary's Baby, actually, it was made in the late 60s. So it is a classic horror movie in the role of Rosemary. You've got Mia Farrow. It was also Roman Polanski. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Roman Polanski is the director, but Mia Farrow starred in that, and it's a weird movie. I can't say I've watched it, but as I say, if you look at the image, there is no doubt about it that in 2018, Princess Catherine was wearing pretty much exactly the same dress as Mia Farrow wore back in 1968 in that horror movie in which she gave birth to the Antichrist. So I will simply leave it with you like that and catch you soon. Thanks for listening.